Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with Kia. Going electric? Go really electric with an EV or plug-in hybrid from the Kia e-range.
Kia. Movement that inspires.
1850 715 815.
Hello, good afternoon, and you're very welcome to Liveline. And joe at rt.ie is the email address from anywhere in the world. I mentioned earlier about the people who contacted us this morning. We'll be talking to them later about the hobbies that they've taken up during the pandemic, 15 months or so. But someone pointed out to us, where have all the plane spotters gone that used to sit at Dublin Airport and Shannon Airport? And not because no flights, so very few flights. And what do the planes want? What do they do anyway? Well, what did the plane spotters do? There's one group of people who are looking forward to the end of the pandemic so that they can get back into their hobby. Now, a hobby horse of ours in the last few days has been a website called beautyshop.ie. We discovered the address they gave on their website is at 51 Fitzwilliam Square in Dublin. That is not their address. They have never been there. It's called the Cara Business Centre. The Cara Business Centre have nothing to do with beautyshop.ie, never have, and it looks like they never will. And they say, we mentioned the address, a number of our callers mentioned the address because they're very unhappy with the products that were on this really incredible website, beautyshop.ie. And the company say, not only has he never been there, or she, whoever they are, we think it's a man called Graham, but there's a million of them in Ireland and beyond. But they say, not only has he never been there, but they are sick, sore and tired of people ringing the place looking for their money back. And they're sick, sore and tired of people calling to the Georgian door in Fitzwilliam Square, which happens to be their beautiful Georgian door, and knocking on the ornate knocker on the door of 51 Fitzwilliam Square, one of the great doors of Dublin. They say they have nothing to do with them. They have nothing to do with Beauty Shop. Never heard of it. So that individual, they say they've reported it to the Gardaí. Well, I don't know, what can the Gardaí do about it? Because remember, the HBRA, the health regulator of pharmaceutical products, they've been on the case for the last few days, and they told us before the programme started yesterday that the product, one of the products that our customers, our listeners indeed, who are customers of beautyshop.ie and giving them a lot of money, One of the products, CE Ferulic, was, what's the exact phrase? I don't have it, the phrase. Oh, yeah, I have it here. They have reason to believe that the product in question is counterfeit. And the HBRA, the government agency, has asked Beauty Shop, I don't know how you contact them even, beautyshop.ie, to remove the product immediately from their website. By the way, the product on their website front page is one third the price you'll pay for it in an authorised agent of the company who makes this product. And the HBRA say, we've asked them to take the product, but it's still on the product, it's still up on the website as of 3 minutes ago. Now, Aoife, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Joe. Hi there.
Good, thanks. And Aoife, it's a different product that you bought off beautyshop.ie.
Yes, it was, Joe. I was listening to your programme actually on Wednesday, and I heard Catherine, and just got my attention. I had purchased, along with actually a couple of other of my family members, a product called Revitalash.
Okay.
And that's a product that, it's like a conditioning treatment for eyelashes, and they also have Revita Brow, which is for eyebrows.
Okay.
Now, I had purchased the product before from another website, and it was fantastic. It basically helps your eyebrows to grow where you would have plucked them away in the past. And it worked great. But we purchased it. We saw an offer from beautyshop.ie in February, and we bought it. And it was, say it was €50 off. There was a big discount. Mm. So
Yeah, of course.
Great, okay, and we get that. And just by coincidence, last week, we were having a conversation between the three of us, and we were saying, gosh, that product, that Revitalash that we bought, it didn't work. Did it work for you? I said, no, it didn't work for me. Definitely nothing happened. And we're saying, gosh, that's really, really strange. You know, just total waste of money, and gosh, we'll never buy that again. And you kind of thought nothing of it. And then, by coincidence, I was listening to your program, and then it made me wonder, okay, I don't know what we actually received. Or
So you're saying that the three of you bought Revitalash?
Yeah, three of us bought, two of us actually bought the brow product, and one of us bought
from beautyshop.ie, and it didn't work.
It just didn't work. Yeah.
And did it work? Did Revitalash, as I don't know if that's the exact name, did a brand called Revitalash, have you ever purchased it before? And did it work?
It did.
And
it
this
did.
One
it
didn't.
Fantastic.
The one that you got from beautyshop.ie didn't. The one that was much cheaper. So let's try and find out what's in it. Now, did you have any? You see, the HPRA said that they only test, wait for it, for arsenic. The only tests were arsenic and lead, which are killers.
My eyebrows are still there, so
still
it wasn't
there. Okay.
Arsenic.
Okay. Did you look for your money back? Or?
No, we didn't, Joe. Okay. Like, as I say, it was literally when I listened to your programme that set alarm bells ringing.
Fair play, you did a check on the .ie domain.
That's correct.
And where is beautyshop.ie?
Well, when I checked, it had an address in Glasnevin. Like, I would have been very wary about .ie websites. I know. No, because I'm aware that, you know, just because it's
there's no guarantee they're Irish,
it doesn't mean that the business is located in Ireland. And I did check, and when I checked, it had an address in Glasnevin.
Okay.
And I thought, okay, that's okay. And it says clearly on the website that we're based in Ireland.
Mm-hmm.
But when my product arrived, it did come from the UK. There was a UK
postage. Okay. Now, that's one aspect of beautyshop.ie. And again, remember the first story was somebody who was in treatment for cancer, had issues with skin on the face, ordered this product, mm-hmm. which is very expensive, which she ordered before, and it worked before to help revitalise her skin, mm-hmm. and was recommended. The product came in the same packaging, much cheaper, and this is the product. It's not that batch, but this is the product that the HPR is saying is they believe it to be counterfeit at this stage. But it was being used for a semi-medicinal purpose, so it's really important.
Yeah, this product that I'm talking about, Revitalash, was formulated specially for people who are recovering from cancer treatment, because it's obviously a hair regrowth product. Now, thankfully, I wasn't using it for that purpose.
Okay.
But that is what it is. I didn't know that.
Okay, well, that's even more shocking that it didn't work, even though a previous product in the same name did work.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's another very, very sad story. We won't go into a lot of detail, but it's about perfume that you tried to buy on beautyshop.ie, and this had a poignancy, unfortunately.
Yeah,
you want to tell us what happened?
Well, we just as a family, we've unfortunately had a trauma, and one of our young family members had received a brain injury, and it's recommended, hopefully, you know, we were in the hope that sedation would be reduced, that you would get the perfume that the person's used to, and because it stimulates apparently senses are very strong if you're being awoken from a sedation. So for the particular perfume that we needed to get it in a hurry.
Okay.
And one of my younger family members searched around the internet. She'd be very savvy, and she found it. It couldn't be got in many places. She found it on beautyshop.ie, and she ordered it immediately.
Okay.
When you order, it says, I even checked it again today, the delivery is within a week.
Yeah.
But when she got the confirmation text, it said it's coming from the USA. So it never arrived in time. Okay. Unfortunately, the family member, she died.
So
it's immaterial, really, but it's just that it didn't come from Ireland.
I know it's immaterial, unfortunately, to the passing of your family member. Traumatic.
But it just shows that it wasn't from Ireland.
Yeah, but you, as you say, whoever went looking for it would have moved heaven and earth to get it because of the reason that they wanted her to have that fragrance
in her
life again.
Exactly.
And it was a difficult fragrance to find, but you found it on the incredible website that is beautyshop.ie. You paid for it, and then it never arrived.
It didn't arrive, no. Now, it could have arrived subsequently, we don't know, but it didn't arrive in the time frame we needed.
It wasn't much use then, was it?
It was unfortunately. No use.
God rest the family member, anyway.
Yeah.
Am I allowed to read this LinkedIn thing out about this man? I've just been handed. Am I allowed to read out this piece from LinkedIn? Yes, I am. Am I? Fergus, Lisa Marie, about this chap. Okay.
Oh, yeah. It's not from me, Joe. I don't
okay.
know.
No, it's not from you, no. But okay. it's another thing I've been handed about
yeah, okay.
this individual, Graham. We know his second name, but we don't. But he's claiming, well, he says he works for a very, very significant Irish state company. He says he's been employed with them since September 2017 to the present. In other words, he's been working when this was posted on LinkedIn. And it describes the state company. It's a very prestigious, but a very important state company. Now, we're trying to find out, surely a state company can tell us when we give a name to them. And it's a very unusual surname, by the way. The first is a Christian name, isn't. Surely a state company can tell us within 20 minutes whether the person who claims to be working for them as a business advisor and investment consultant actually works for them. But we hopefully we'll find out. I can't read out what we found. Okay, Aoife, but the most important thing is
to highlight it for
yeah,
other people.
Yeah.
That's why I
okay,
contacted
and
you.
To think,
yeah.
of, think about especially that relative who
Thank
passed
you
away so untimely. Thanks indeed, Aoife.
Thank you.
It's Joe at RT.ie. It's beautyshop.ie is what we're talking about. And I'll be back after this break.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815. Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
Okay, good deeds. Liz Lyons, Joe at RT.ie. You're in Howth, like countless thousands of others, for the irresistible fish and chips, even,
yes,
even the aroma, the fragrance. And what happened? You say a joyous thing happened to you. What happened, Liz?
It was indeed. Hi, Joe.
Hi.
I was out, as I said, for the fish and chips, and we went for a drive along the way back home, and we pulled in at the Howth Summit there. There was a beautiful sunset, and I got out of the car just to take a photo.
Okay.
And as I walked back, I didn't realise that all my credit cards had fallen out from my phone. The wallet is broken, and would you believe it's still broken? But anyway, the cards fell out, and I didn't realise, and there was four young lads sitting in a car, and one of them called me and said, sorry, you've dropped something. So never noticed. So all my cards, my credit cards, my driving license, everything was sitting in a puddle of water.
Wow.
So that was their good deed. So thankfully I was able to, I went back to them and said, look, I'm really, really appreciated. There were just four young lads. And I wouldn't have noticed till I was back home, to be honest with you, because I put I would have put the phone down and happy with my photograph, you know.
Yeah,
But it was a lovely, lovely thing for them to do.
And there were four young lads, and they're in their 20s.
Yeah.
And they saw, and they got out and said, you've dropped all your credit cards, go back and get them. Okay, fair play, fair play, fair play.
Yeah, no, it was really good. And, like, I had nothing to give them because I had no cash on me. So I had a silly bar of chocolate. I gave them, said, divide that between you. And if I had had cash, I would have said to them, look, go down and get yourself some fish and chips.
But anyway, they were four
nice boys.
Yeah, but Liz, one of the things that's happened in the last 15 months that's changed, that will never go back, is to the cashless society.
And
the problem now is people, when you want to give someone a tip, you say to them, can I add something on the credit card? Invariably, you can't. Then if you meet someone on the street who's looking for a few bob, and you can't because you don't have a few bob.
If
you go to a parking meter, unless you have the parking tag, you have to go begging for coins.
It's all those things.
We've become a cashless society. They thought it was going to take 15 years get rid of checks and become a cashless. It's taken 15 months.
Yeah.
Okay, Liz, thanks indeed. You've said thanks to them anyway. And we're
I did, and if they're listening, a huge thank you again to the four of them.
Fair play, Liz, fair play.
Okay.
And also the thank you again to the man from Malahide, Artane Roundabout on Wednesday. It was Monday at 2 o'clock, this time exactly. A man, 1,500 in 50 euro notes, blew into the sky, and Martin, who, as he told us, he isn't as agile as he used to be. He was scrambling after them, left, right, hither and thither, and the young man jumped out of the car and got the most of the 50 notes. And then he thought that that some of the notes were still missing, and he said to Martin, well, if you need the rest of the money for a bill, I'll help you pay the bill. And then Martin thankfully found, Martin said, no, thanks, you're very good. And then Martin found the rest of the money in his pocket, and he wanted to thank the man. We still haven't found him, by the way.
Yeah.
Whereas this day on Monday. Okay, Liz, thanks indeed.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thanks, Liz. Jim Lauder, what can you not wait to get back to?
Dancing.
Dancing?
Yes, okay. Social dancing.
What type? Inside I'm dancing or outside I'm dancing? What type of dancing?
Well, social dancing is, I suppose, a scaled-down version of ballroom. And it's most of the people that go are probably, say, 40 up. And I was 85 yesterday, and I love it. Prior to the lockdown, I would have been dancing 5-6 nights a week in different parts.
Where? And where do you go social dancing at 85?
Everywhere. I would start off, say, on a Monday in Foxford. Tuesday, I wouldn't dance. Wednesday, I'd be in Sligo. Thursday, I'd be in Briefy in Castlebar.
Okay.
Friday, I'd be in Swinford. Saturday, in the MacWilliam. Sunday, in the MacWilliam.
You're on tour.
On tour, Jim, yeah.
And who do you like? Do you arrive with a partner, Jim?
No, no.
Okay.
No, my wife died 3 years ago, and when we were younger in Dublin, I lived in Drimna, and we used to dance in the parish hall from 16. And when I started going out with my late wife, we would dance 5 nights a week. You know, the Olympics and the Crystal and. Oh, so on.
And when you say dancing, you mean dancing. You mean waltzes and...
Yeah,
you're not like the young people. They just stand opposite each other and throw shapes.
Oh, no, no. You get up close and personal.
And it's synchronised. It has to be synchronised. And you have to be light on. You have to be light on your feet.
Yeah, you want to be fairly fit. I could dance now when I go dancing. On a Sunday afternoon, it's 5 to 8. And I would arrive about 5 to 15 past, and I would dance every single dance.
And it'd be a would there be a foxtrot and a quick step and a tango and a Viennese waltz?
Not so many tangos, but there'd be quick steps, foxtrots, slow waltzes, old time waltzes, all of those.
And what about a rumba and a samba and a paso doble and a cha 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 cha?
You get an odd cha 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 in them. But it's a great social occasion.
Yeah.
It's a great way of mixing. I'll give you one of the things and why I'm looking forward to getting back to it.
Okay.
When the lockdown happened last year, about 6 of us, 5 women and myself, we set up a rota and we ring each other. So every night, bar one a week, I either have to make a phone call or receive a phone call. And they go on for about half an hour to an hour. That's a great way of keeping in touch. Great social interaction with people. And when my beloved wife died, the people that danced couldn't have been better. They rallied around, they supported me in every way possible.
Yeah, brilliant.
You know,
brilliant.
And it's something to look forward to.
And Jim, is it starting up again?
Well, I just saw on Facebook yesterday that classes are due to start in July in pods of 6, and they're requesting people come in couples, and that they would wear face masks. Now, there's no talk of actual ballroom being full of people at this stage, but I booked for 5 nights away in the south in October, and the hotel were telling me they have the band booked.
Okay, where are you now? Where are you now, Jim?
I'm in Sligo.
You know, where are you? In your house, in your kitchen, in your living room?
No, I'm outside my daughter's house because I'm doing her
flower bed. Okay, well, go on, make a show of yourself. Do you like In the Mood, Glenn?
I do indeed.
That's a beautiful, beautiful piece. Well, we imagine you. What do you do to this? A foxtrot or a waltz? What's the name of the dance when Glenn Miller is on?
A foxtrot.
A foxtrot. Well, off you go.
Lovely.
That's a lovely move.
Sorry, my mistake.
Lovely
move,
Joe. That's a quick step. That's a quick step. Quick step.
Quickly across the floor with that.
You're now in your daughter's garden. You're in the tulips. Oh, it's great music.
That beautiful brings music. Back the memories.
That gets you going, great, wouldn't it? Chairman of Sligo Basketball. You've been chairman of Water Safety Ireland. You're brilliant.
No, thanks. Joe, I'm 31 years retired.
Yeah.
I've been very fortunate. I lived in Drimna. I started working Wills on the South Circle Road when I was 14.
Player Wills,
yeah. It was very good. I eventually ended up as a regional manager up here covering 12 and a half counties. And I since I retired. Mm-hmm. I've been very fortunate. People have asked me to join different organisations, and I've enjoyed my stay. One of the great things about it is that it keeps your mind active.
Good man.
You know,
good
and man. I suppose things like the dancing and the gardening. I have a fairly big garden of 3/4 of an acre. And last year, when the lockdown occurred in March, there was nothing we could do. So I started doing the garden, and somebody said to me in June, early June, one of my friends said, you should put in for a competition. So I did. And in July, I won the large urban garden competition.
Oh, for God's sake.
So it's,
there's,
you know.
There's no beginning or no end to your talent. Sorry, there's no end to your talent, Jim. And I see you've been a trustee of a pension fund for a long.
I am at the moment. I am.
For a long.
I'm there. I was on the committee of the Pensioners Association, and I'm on the trustee now 3.5 years.
Oh, well done.
And that's great, because that keeps me very mentally alert. It's very challenging at times. But I must say, okay. I love it.
I think I have a partner for you in the wrong part of the country. Rose, is that yourself, Rose McDonald?
Hello there, hello
from
there, Joe.
That's
how are
Rose
you?
Rose from Markle. How are you keeping, Rose?
I'm keeping great.
I haven't seen you in years. How
did
you?
I know that.
And you're looking fantastic.
Thank
seriously.
You very
did
much,
you, are
Joe.
You after getting your hair done, Rose?
Yes.
Well done. That suits you. I know during the lockdown, that's what annoyed you most, wasn't it, not being able to get your hair
done? Not being able to. Well, I was it's 6 months before I could get my hair
well,
cut.
And I understand why you wouldn't leave the house. I know that, Rose.
And
I know
when you're living on your own, it didn't matter.
But you look fantastic. You look fantastic. As does Jim. Now, you're a dancer as well, Rose.
Yes.
And do you traipse around the county of Wicklow and Wexford?
No.
Wickford.
Just down as far as Gorey, Ashtown, once a week.
Yeah, well, that's in Wexford.
And then, then as well as that, there would be dancing breaks down in Carlow.
Okay.
And Kilkenny twice a year.
Yeah.
And then I go up to Bundoran. It's a fundraising up in Bundoran once
a
year.
When you say dancing breaks, you don't mean break dancing.
No, I know. What I mean is that what they call them dancing breaks, they'd be three or four days.
Oh, fantastic.
And the hotel would give a good...
A good race. But when you say, like, 3 or 4, you're hardly dancing all day, Rose.
No, what you do is you only dance at night.
Oh, lovely.
Now, you would have a little bit of practice during the morning if you wanted to.
Okay. With somebody
teaching? Well, the person that'd be running it, he would have dancing lessons, because there would be people going to that. It might be only starting dancing, and he'd be teaching them the steps for that night.
Okay, and what steps do you do? Do you do the waltz and the foxtrot?
We do
quick step?
We do everything, and the line dancing is the thing.
Oh, do people still line dance?
Oh, we dance. We line dance, yes.
I thought Des Cahill was the only one in Ireland who line dance. Huge. And what's so popular about line dancing?
Because everyone gets in a row. You don't need a partner.
Oh, okay. Well, is that not like the waltz of Limerick?
It's something like that, but it wouldn't be Irish music now, you know what I mean.
Okay. And have you ever encountered a man called Jim Lawler on your travels?
No. There's a man called Willie Wolfe, and he does this twice a year, and we go to see him.
Oh, Willie, what's the second
Willie
name?
Willie
Wolfe.
Yeah.
Okay. And when will it start back up again, Rose?
That's, I don't know, because with the hotels, you see, with the hotels at the moment, we don't know what way it's going to be.
When you think of it, like social dancing, you do hold on to your partner. So to
speak. Oh yes, oh yes.
Yeah,
yeah.
And you love it, and you love it, and you love it.
And you meet them. I meet them now. The people I go to meet them, and you know, you wouldn't see them for the rest of the year. And then when you go down, you'd have your friends there again.
And then you'd be doing your catch-up and what happened.
Oh, sure. And then in Kilkenny, you could go do a bit of shopping and everything in the afternoon and all.
Say there, Rose. Helen, good afternoon.
Hi, Joe.
And you're looking very well too, Helen, if you don't mind me saying. Okay, now.
He saw the cut of me.
Now, Jim Lawler.
Jim Lawler. Hi, Jim.
Hi.
I met Jim down in Glen Eagles Hotel.
Well, I can see him. He's blushing now. He's scarlet.
A number of years
scarlet.
Ago. Yeah, I was down with my sister-in-laws and my niece.
Okay.
Not a holiday I would have gone on.
Okay.
But the first night we went into the social dancing, and who should I see but Jim.
Wow.
And I knew him from Sligo. Oh, we had a great week. wonderful company. He danced us all night long, everyone.
Yeah.
And we had, he brought us round, showed us the sights. He's wonderful company. So I just wanted to say hello, James.
Hi, thanks very much for that.
You remember me.
I do indeed.
Yeah, we had a great week with you, and you were a wonderful company and looked after us so well.
And
yeah, I remember the crack in the Europa Hotel, the Hotel Europe.
I do indeed.
And Helen, how long do you reckon you've known Jim?
I have known Jim since 1980.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So you would have come across him when he was working in the West.
In his business world, and he was an absolute gentleman to deal with.
But he's 85, but he's out in the garden there.
Oh, well, I'm not surprised.
Why?
he's a very fit, handsome man.
Oh, Jim. Jim, when was your birthday? Yesterday?
Yesterday, yeah.
Well, they're all coming together today. Happy birthday to you, Jim.
Well, happy birthday, Jim, and many more.
And Helen, have you ever said that to Jim before?
No. But you know what? When you reach a certain age, why not?
And Jim, did you know that Helen? I won't overstep the mark here. Now this is Live Line, not Love Line. The Love Line is open. But Helen, Jim, did you know that Helen found you very handsome?
No, I didn't. No. Thanks, Helen.
Paul is probably blushing.
Yes. Okay. Now, Helen.
Well, no, he's a wonderful, wonderful man.
But I'm sure you're very handsome as well, Helen.
Go away.
Oh, she is.
Oh, hello.
And I'm spoken for.
I see, Helen. Helen, you're brilliant, because I didn't want to ask that question. Because then I would get it in the neck from my bosses.
Yeah, yeah. No, we had a great time, and he brought us on. And he's just a gentleman.
Okay.
And
you'll meet up again.
Please God.
Jim Lawler. You know me, Jim. You seem like you're a giver. I know people sometimes get very fed up, and then you have to say to them. And they say, what difference? And I always say to them, listen, you're going to have to be a giver for a while. You're going to have to give. You probably won't get a lot. And this is not you, Jim. You mightn't be getting a lot out of life at the minute, so you start giving. People need you, friends. Jim, you're a giver. People love you, love being around you, and you're active and vibrant and good fun and extraordinarily handsome, George Clooney. And Helen, you're spoken for, and but hopefully you meet up again. It sounds like a really dignified, elegant way of engaging in a social activity. It really does social.
Oh
dancing.
Yeah, and it wasn't a holiday I would have gone on.
Yeah, you were saying that.
My sister-in-law put the gun to my head, but Jim made it for us. We had a great time.
Ah, well done. Well done. Yeah. Okay, Helen, thanks indeed. Okay. Now, Helen, I'm scratching you off the list, because there's now a queue of people who want to talk to Jim Lawler. Maura, pronounce your second name for me, Maura.
Maura Moran, Joe, Morrin.
So your name is Maura Moran?
Moran, yeah. Bit of a tongue twist.
Bit of a Moran.
Yeah, that's it, yeah.
Well, we know there's people called Brian O'Brien and Donald McDonald.
Yeah.
Why not Maura Moran? Okay,
that's
lovely name. From Ballinrobe, set dancing.
Set dancing. Killour, the Neil, Ballinrobe, and set dancing. Highly recommended, Joe.
Why?
Absolutely wonderful altogether. It's a different totally to the social dancing. It involves 8 people in a set, right?
Yeah.
And people go to classes and to learn first, and then head off to the Cadies, right?
Yeah.
And we dance 3 hours.
Wow.
And a bit of a break for a cuppa.
For a mineral?
Yeah, no.
A cuppa of tea,
And the buns and whatever.
Yeah, scones.
Yeah, made by somebody, usually, and that, like, so. And Tailey bands play for us, right?
Okay,
and they come from all over the country. We'd have, like, Johnny Reedy and the Glenside and Matt Cunningham and you name it.
And
Carousel Retires, they used to play for us as well. These would be bands we pay €12 in, right?
Ah, that's,
and
that's very reasonable.
And that helps pay for the band and all the bits and pieces for the halls,
and
right?
You're in Ballinrobe, you're in Killour in Ballinrobe.
Yeah.
How far would you travel for
a
set dance?
Well, I could go up to 60 miles.
Wow.
Yeah, you could find me up in Enniscrow. Or you could find me up in Dunamon in County Roscommon. or wherever there's a good ceilidh on, and you know the person that's running the ceilidh, go along.
And
Maura,
do you need a partner?
No.
So that's part of the
ease
of it.
Nobody, no man or woman needs a partner. You can go along on your own, and when the set is called, sometimes people ask people to dance with them.
Yeah.
And more times you just stand out and you put your hand up and along comes a partner.
And God knows who'll take your hand. Isn't it fantastic?
Oh, true. The crack has been my...
Great.
Absolutely great crack.
And how long have you been, Kayleigh, dancing, Maura?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, since I was about 40, I'd say. I'm a senior citizen now.
Well done.
And, yeah, and like I say... The age group at the Kayleigh Dancing would be all senior citizens. A lot of young ones have joined as well. But you're talking like that man there, 85, that's not unusual
at all. Yeah, yeah.
You know, we had a man there at the Kayleigh who's way up in his 80s, and I tell you, he'd give you a spin around the floor.
Good man. I want to say Jim. Yeah. Jim now is fairly light on his feet there.
Then
I was watching him earlier
on
the garden.
Then you'd have an all-time waltz and a quick step as well, you know. So then, you know, just dance the whole night.
And is set dancing on the up?
It's been on the up for years.
Until the pandemic, of course.
You didn't know or ever hear of Connie Ryan.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Yeah, well, Connie Ryan was probably...
A teacher, wasn't he?
Yeah, probably all those years ago was probably the early part of it. And you have people like Pat Murphy. There's loads of them around
and
the place.
And what did you do during the pandemic, Maura?
I did my garden.
Okay, but you couldn't do set dancing.
I have a huge garden. And get out the ride-on mower and get out there and do it. Okay. I maintain the lawn myself.
Any idea when the set dancing is going to start again?
I thought it's a very, very tricky one now because an awful lot of close contact.
You're
dancing eight in a set. You have everyone.
Yeah, and look at what just...
the chain and this, that and the other and serious contact.
Yeah. Every day we get another glimpse of how... deep this pandemic has gone into people's lives.
Yeah. So that'd be one of the ones that would be very difficult, I would say, because, and then a lot of the halls, they're all in the west of Ireland, they'd be all like community halls or basketball halls, you know, the way, them kind of halls, like that's where they run the Kayleighs.
Okay, mostly. Well done. Hopefully, Maura, it'll get back soon. Isn't the thing about set dancing? From the way you're describing, I can go along if I'm on my own. I can go along on my own, and I'll get a dance. I'll meet people, like-minded people, and everyone is welcome.
If you commit alcohol, they'll sweep you off your feet now.
Yeah, and there's no alcohol. Sure, there isn't.
There's no alcohol. Them halls are not.
Great. So there's no one gets messy. I know alcohol is very enjoyable, but no one gets messy.
There wouldn't be drinkers really at all. I'd say you know the way. But like, I mean, and the amount of people you get to know. So I'd be highly recommending to anybody who's coming to the west of Ireland or who's thinking about it, they have no scarcity of entertainment and they don't need a partner.
Okay, well done,
and
Maura.
They can go along to the class in advance and get to know the people, and then they'll meet them people at the Kayleighs. And there's another lady up there, Mildred Burden. She's a great promoter of the Kayleighs. You probably came across her as well.
No, that doesn't ring a bell. No. But anyway, Maura, you mind yourself. I hope you get back dancing soon. Jim Lawler, I hope you get back dancing soon.
When I heard Jim on, I just said I'd have to send a text to promote the set dancing.
And, you know, don't tell me you know Jim as well. You think he's the most handsome man ever
to
come out of Drimnagh.
I haven't met Jim now, but he's one of the few I didn't meet, I'd say.
Okay, well done. There's plenty of time. Okay, Maura, Jim, more dancing after we jive into this ad break.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815. Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
Marie Dolan's Loughrea, what can you not wait to get back to when the pandemic ends and the lockdown ends, Marie?
Jiving, Joe.
Jiving?
Yes.
And that's, now
I know... Dancing, full stop.
I know social dancing and set dancing helps with the calories, but I'd say jiving does.
Well, jiving doesn't, you'll be moving faster than wind.
Flying around the place.
Yeah, it's kind of on a long shot now, isn't it? By the sound of things last week, it doesn't look good.
No, but can you do social distance jiving?
Now, Joe, we won't go there. With a pair of tights, maybe.
Oh, I remember that. Didn't you do the you were dancing with a door. Still, your line has gone on me, unfortunately. PJ English in Tipperary. PJ.
Hello, Joe.
St. Paul's,
how are you?
The beautiful St. Paul's Community Centre. In Cloheen, is it Cloheen?
Clohean, South Tip, down at the very bottom of Tipperary. But we have a beautiful hall in Clohean, St. Paul's Community Centre. And the history with us is Thomas Clark, the 1916 signatory. His mother got married in that hall. But so we organised social dancing, and we have all the leading bands playing for us. And it's just a brilliant night. And the people from the whole area, they travel down from Cork City down to us just to dance in Clohean.
And it's social dancing. And what type of bands do you...
It's social dancing. We get all the, do you know, that do the different dances for social dancing. The Siege of Innes, they play the Bordy song. Do you know, and just to see in the faces of the dancers, they just, it's their life, do you know, going to the different dances and that.
And how many people will go, PJ?
We would have 120 or 30 each night. We only go once a month. So our oldest dancers were a 90-year-old and his wife was 86. And to see the two of them on the floor, and he celebrated his 90th birthday at the dance one night, and we had a cake for him and we gave him a present. And do you know, it is just, everyone is just in the same mood. They just love being out. And as you mentioned there earlier on, there's no alcohol served. We serve food, refreshments at halftime, and cakes and sausages from the local chipper. And, you know, it's just brilliant.
PJ, say I feel I've two left feet. Can I take lessons?
Myself and my wife took lessons a couple of years ago, and in a neighbouring hall. And do you know, the instructor there, the question that you asked me there now, one person asked the instructor, and he said, if you have two left feet, I'll straighten your feet. You'll be the best dancer in the place. And he did. And he can go to weddings, he can go anywhere now, and he can go on the floor and show what he can do dancing.
Okay. That's absolutely fine. Have you any idea when it might start up again?
Well, hopefully September. Hopefully now. Do you know, as you know, it is a contact sport. So, do you know, there'll be no social distancing going on. So hopefully September, October, do you know. And I'd like to, you know, to thank everyone that comes to our dances, because it helps with the upkeep of the hall as well, because we make a couple of pound out of it, and it goes towards the community hall in Clohean.
And what's the admission charge?
The admission is €10. That's for everything. And, you know, it's just, this is a great for the community, it's great for the people that come to dancing. We target as Clohean for that, you know, for the people that don't go out much, that don't go drinking, that they can come down and dance away for the night for €10 and have the refreshments served to them.
Incredible. What are the nature of the refreshments, PJ?
The refreshments, they'd be cakes, they'd be buns, biscuits, barn brack, sausages, and
beautiful,
all that.
Beautiful. Yeah, stay there, PJ. Mildred. Yeah. Mildred Byrne in Roscommon.
Hello, Joe. How are you?
Good. What are you looking forward to most?
Oh, well, going mad the minute we're told to go out.
Well, the pubs are open on Monday. I thought it was Tuesday. Right. It actually opened on the bank holiday for outdoor drinking.
First one in, Joe.
You'll be the first one in, but you have to go back out again and drink it outside. You know that. Do you dance, Mel?
No,
do you dance?
I hear you talking about the step dancing and all that sort of thing. And you know, Joe, like we were really and truly, you could say, locked up, because there was no dancing, there was no absolutely nothing. And like no Kayleys, no nothing. Even my line dancing, I couldn't go back to it. Even the volunteer working that I was doing, I couldn't go back to that either. Like I'm a volunteer in Knock for the last 33 years and couldn't go back to that.
And are you a good dancer, Mildred?
Well, I would think, Joe, I'm about the best.
Okay. Not good, but the best.
Okay. Joe, well, it's a long time, Joe, since I met you and the poor, the lovely late Gay Byrne in Ballyhadrine.
Ballyhadrine, great part of the country.
A long time since I met you there. The dancing was a lifeline to so many people. And it was taken from us. Now, okay, we had to be careful and all that sort of thing. But, you know, it's about time now we were let loose.
And Mildred, how do you manage for exercise? Because dancing is great exercise, isn't it? Well, for your legs, especially.
You know, Joe, when we used to go out and do the line dancing, we used to do like 10 and 12,000 steps for an hour and a half.
Yeah.
And the set dancing, you'd do treble that. You know, so it was magnificent. The only thing, my garden has saved me and the walks, and people see me walking and they say, that can't be Mildred Byrne because she never walks. But, you know, you have to get out and do something, otherwise you would really seize up.
Someone's after saying to me, is that the same Mildred Byrne that appears in the credits for John McGahern's the adaptation of Amongst Women?
That's me.
And what were you playing in that?
We during the film, they had a party scene, and they wanted to do a ceilidh, and they asked me if I would organise dancers and a ceilidh band.
Oh, well done.
And so I did that, and then I had to, the stars in the film, I had to teach them as well. So we done the casual set. So it was the best experience. I never enjoyed anything like it.
Fantastic. Super duper. And what's your, like Jim, who's on earlier, was in the mood by Glenn Miller. He loves dancing too, Quick Step. What's your favourite piece of music?
Well, you see, the Glenn Miller era was that lovely ballroom dancing type of thing.
Yeah.
Now that the jiving has come back and we're teaching the jiving and all that sort of thing, like you'd have to, the Glenn Miller was out of this world, but if you ask our local jivers to dance to Glenn Miller, they'd find it difficult because they're so used to dancing to our own country and Western bands. It's a different type of dance. It's a different type of rhythm. And if you're used to dancing to the likes of Mike Denver and Michael English, they have that country and Western, where the Glenn Miller would be more ballroomy, you know?
Sounds fantastic. And what will help people get rid of the Corona Stoner, won't it?
Well, if you could, if that poor Corona thing was a person, wouldn't you have it shot long ago?
Yeah, lovely way
of
putting it.
But you know, Joe, the likes of you and our local radio stations has brought us through this for the last year and a half. They've listening to that and listening to the music and the talking and it has brought us through this, because without it how many of our friends have passed on?
But you see, I take that point, Mildred. But what's brought you through this is people like you talking to people like Jim, talking to people like PJ, talking to people like Marie, talking to people like Declan, talking to people like Maura, listening to people like Helen, listening and talking to people like Liz. It's each other that's got us through.
Yeah, well, it is each other. It really and truly is. I had a friend and a teacher and... during the real beginning lockdown, when we were all petrified, I was looking out the window and I saw this lady coming in, driving in the gate, and she with her friend, and she came in and I was so happy to see a human being, and she's a retired lady, and I said, Maura, aren't you great to be out? She said, we're going having a cup of tea. It was great.
Do you recognise this Mike Denver song?
Woo!
Don't mess with my tutu.
I have nothing under the chair here to dance with round the kitchen.
Oh, we love the boogie, that one, okay. You're dancing, Mildred.
I sure am.
Fair play to you. I can see you there in your kitchen. Mind
the dresser.
Once around the kitchen, Mildred, mind the dresser, will you, love? God, if that comes down on top of us, we're all in for it.
It's not great music.
Brilliant. Good old Mike Denver.
Wouldn't you love now to have two or three people out here on the patio and we could be going mad?
Don't be talking. And there's nothing better for getting the old serotonin, isn't it, going in your brain?
Absolutely.
As a good old dance.
Absolutely nothing better than that.
Yeah.
And if you can do that every single day, even on your own and every night, you're good.
Yeah, okay.
You're very, very, very good. So So, Joe, how are you keeping?
I'm good, Mildred, thank God. Yeah, very good, very good. I'm glad that things are loosening up. It's been a long 15 months.
I'm hoping, Joe, with the help of God, I teach the line dancing, and I'm hoping with the Almighty God that I can go back to the line dancing next week or the week after.
Okay.
Is the set dancing, is it touch dancing, so you can't...
Yeah, you have to be very careful.
You can't do it because it's too close contact.
Okay, Mildred, you're a tonic. You're a tonic.
God bless you too. You're
too,
another
darling.
One.
You're good, and you too, darling. Thanks indeed. That's
God
Mildred
bless
Burr.
You, Joe.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye, Joe.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815. Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
PJ, a caller's been on to say, would I mention that all the art galleries and museums are back open again, and that the only thing you have to do is just go onto websites. They're all free, which is wonderful in this country. Just book your space, and there's loads of space on the website. But PJ, do you know the connection between Tom Clark, one of the signatories of the Easter Rising, who you say was down, which is in Clahean in County Tipperary, and the Caravaggio, which is now the most valuable painting, I think, by far, the most in our wonderful National Gallery in Dublin. Do you know the connection?
How would I do. That was found in a house in Clahean.
Yeah. It's a Tom Clark collection, a connection, and it's as follows. When Tom Clark and the rebels in 1916 were surrendered eventually after the week, they were marched up to the grounds of the Rotunda Hospital. And the British Army major in charge was Percival Lee Wilson. In fact, he was with the Royal Irish Constabulary, and he was a detective inspector. And he humiliated a number of people in the grounds of the Rotunda. This is in Neil Jordan's wonderful movie, Michael Collins.
Yeah.
He humiliated, and among others, Tom Clark was quite elderly, as you know, the oldest signatory of the treaty. And he humiliated Tom, and he made, remember, Tom's shop would have been right across the road there, his newsagents and tobacconist shop. He humiliated Tom in front of all the other rebels and made him take off his clothes, strip naked. And Michael Collins vowed, and a number of other people, they vowed they would retaliate against this man eventually, Percival Lee Wilson. And in this, not on this day, but next week, 15th of June, 1920, he was living in Gorey with his wife, Mary Lee Wilson. Collins's squad, they assassinated him 4 years after he humiliated Tom Clark.
Oh.
Okay. And his widow was a woman called Mary Lee Wilson. And she went back, she was a Catholic, he was Church of Ireland. And she went back to Scotland, and among other things, she collected art, and she purchased this piece of art, which was by, I can't remember the name of the artist, but it was never attributed to Caravaggio. Okay?
Yes.
And she, because she then struck up a relationship after her husband was killed, she was grieving, and the Jesuits, and one particular Jesuit in Leeson Street in Dublin, were extraordinarily good to her in terms of grief. She was a doctor here in Dublin, and they were extraordinarily good to her in helping her get over the death of her husband. And when she died, she left her collection of paintings, which everyone thought was very modest, the collection, she left it to the Jesuit house in Leeson Street in Dublin. And at one stage, I think it was Father Noel Baker, a Jesuit, he went to the National Gallery and said, "Would someone come down and have a look at our paintings? It's only across the road in Leeson Street, and see if they worth anything because we're redecorating." And he's a famous man now, Sergio Benedetti from the National Gallery, went down to Leeson Street and looked at this painting above the mantelpiece, which was very discoloured and covered in owl varnish, and it was attributed to an artist called Hornhorst. And he said to himself, "That is not a Hornhorst." Sergio was an expert in Caravaggio. "That is a Caravaggio."
Yes.
And that's where the taking of Christ was discovered. And Mary Lee Wilson bought it, and she gave it to the Jesuits because of how the good work they did. And it's now hanging in the National Gallery of Ireland. And it's probably the most valuable painting, and we've a lot of them, thankfully. It's the most valuable and viewed painting in all of Ireland and beyond. And that's the connection, would you believe, with Tom Clark. He was assassinated because he humiliated Tom Clark. She had to go for counselling and help, and the Jesuits helped her. Then she left everything to them, and they discovered that one of the paintings she'd left was a Caravaggio.
There. Oh, got?
No, it's there you are, PJ.
Very good.
There you are. I'm exhausted now. But reminder that your galleries are open, your museums are open, yeah, all over the country. Your private galleries, ramble in. Remember, the most welcoming group of people as well are in private art galleries. They love people coming in. And I know they have to keep the door locked, but just ring the bell and enjoy it. Okay, PJ, I hope the dancing starts soon.
Yes, can I just say, Joe?
Yes, PJ.
Just 1 minute. We have the beautiful V on the Knockmill Down Mountains.
The nicest view in Ireland, the
and
V.
And this week, usually, but it's a bit behind time, is the rhododendrons are in full bloom. And there's people from all over the country and further afield go out on the first week of June, but it's a bit delayed. But they are there, but in about a week's time, they'll be just a mess of colour.
Beautiful.
So if anyone wants to go
down
out to
the V,
and walk down to Bay Lock, which is supposed to be bottomless, walk down there and to just to do your heart good.
And, remember, there's nothing safer in the COVID world we live in. Well done. Yeah. PJ English, Albert Lawler is in Limerick, but you're talking about Liz Dunvarna.
Yes, I am, Joe.
And what do you do there, Albert?
The best gig of the year is in September.
Yes.
And then...
is that the Electric Picnic?
Actually, better than the Electric Picnic.
Okay.
We organise dancing down in Killarney as well, twice a year.
Beautiful.
In the Glen Eagle, and
The rural electrification picnic.
It is, yes.
People get a great buzz out of it.
But we have a reunion, a Liz Dunvarna reunion, with 15 bands playing over a weekend.
Oh, magic. Oh, isn't that fantastic?
There's dancing in the morning, there's a sing song early in the morning, and there's dancing till 3:30 in the morning.
Isn't that incredible? And that's all around Liz Dunvarna.
No, this is in Glen Eagle.
Oh, the Glen Eagle, sorry.
Yeah, and Liz Dunvarna then will be on for the month of September.
Okay.
So hopefully this year it'll be in a smaller way, but hopefully it'll go ahead. And we're looking forward to November in the Glen Eagle. And the Glen Eagle, they have a midweek dancing from Monday to Friday for social dancing, and it's absolutely fantastic.
Okay, well, let's hope it gets back up and running safely.
I hope
ASAP.
So.
Thanks, Need Albert Lawler. Anthony Dunn. Tony, good afternoon.
How are you, Joe? I wasn't expecting you here.
You go jiving.
Well, it can be jiving, it can be Charleston, it can be anything.
Okay, whereabouts?
It's just around the corner from you, Joe. St. Anne's Park, Raheny.
Oh, yeah, nicest park
now,
in
you don't
Ireland.
Have to go, you don't have to go to Sligo, Kerry. It's on this Sunday, and it started last Sunday when the lockdown finished.
And it's outdoors, obviously.
Oh, yeah. It's in the park, Joe. Around the corner from you.
Yeah, but whereabouts in the park? It's a massive park.
Well, you know where the old red brick building is in there? I think they used to have horses in it.
Yeah, the Red Stables.
Yeah.
Yeah, where the coffee shop is.
Just around the corner there. Yeah, just around the corner
and
there.
And it's socially distant and safe and...
Ah, yeah, mass. We've been doing it last year. I just happened to on by my brother lives in. I'm from Raheny originally.
Okay.
So my brother used to go down and they used to have it on every day. 4 or 5 lads get down there. And
are you jiving on the grass, Tony?
Oh, yeah, should have known.
I know. Well, that's fun. How do you power the music?
Oh, no, hold on, Joe.
Okay.
There could be up to an 8-piece band there.
Oh, an 8-piece band?
Two drummers, a percussionist, a bass, double bass player. You'll have a sax player, maybe a horn player, a clarinet, a banjo, and 2 or 3 guitars. It's a big band. Well, that's what it was now.
And your point is, it's starting again outdoors, obviously, so it's safe.
It started last week. I missed it last week.
Sunday between 2 and 4 in St. Anne's Park. And there's a band.
That's it, yes.
And you have to pay.
Only with kisses.
Okay. Well, save your kisses for me, Tony, then.
I will, all right,
Two to four, driving, and there's always a wonderful atmosphere in that park.
There's a few films I made there on YouTube.
Oh, good lads.
St. Anne's Park.
Okay.
The atmosphere and the lads are just terrific, and the lady there.
So just look up St. Anne's Park.
Yeah, St. Anne's Park, Raheny Dancing.
And you see our YouTube. Okay. And the market is on. And is the market back on? I think it is.
Well, I think the outdoor market. It's hard, but the coffee is open there, and they do great work there. So the coffee shop is open.
It's a beautiful park, and remember the rose garden. The roses will be blooming Very, very soon.
I know
very,
some of the ladies are blooming already.
Oh, thank God. Oh, God. Yeah. Well done, Tony.
You don't
well
have
done.
To go to Kerry or Sligo.
Sligo, okay.
You can go to St. Park.
And are you, are you a handsome man yourself, Tony?
I know, Joe. I'm as ugly as hell. I'm a bit like yourself, Joe.
Like yourself. Face for radio. Face for radio. Okay, Anthony. Take
okay,
it easy. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
Joe Duffy.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
Declan Roach is in Cove in County Cork. Declan, you specialise in?
Hi, Joe. I specialise in, I'm a training professional bowling.
Are you on a speakerphone? Are you on a speakerphone or something?
I am, hold on.
Okay, goodbye.
Sorry, Joe, yeah.
That's brilliant.
I specialise in social dancing classes.
Oh, you give lessons?
I do, yeah. I suppose I'm involved in the social dance scene since I'm 3 years of age.
Okay.
And some people say that I was probably born in my mother's womb dancing, but I give social dance classes in Cork, Waterford and Limerick, and I'm doing it for the past 12 years, and it just gives you great satisfaction, and I'm sure all the dance teachers
What are you teaching? The foxtrot and the waltz
mainly on the social scene. They love the waltzes, the quick steps. And then the taxi dances, but unfortunately the taxi dances won't be available. Let's say when dancing will come back in.
What's the taxi dance?
A taxi dance is where you would stand at the top of the room, Joe,
yeah.
And the ladies would be on one side and the gents would be on the other side. And when they come up to the top of the room, whoever they're facing, they'll dance with them.
And why is it called a taxi dance?
It's just probably like
waiting for a taxi.
Exactly.
You take the first one you get. Okay.
And you know what? Like with the soul, I was just saying to your researcher there, Joe, that the one thing about the social dancing is that what it does for people that I find is that it gives people confidence, because you do get a lot of people that are on their own, maybe widows or widowers that come back.
Yeah.
Just to kind of build up the confidence to be able to go out again and have the confidence to go over and ask somebody to dance. And when you see that with somebody, it's
fantastic.
Unbelievable.
Fantastic. And Declan, when you say you teach, what age group? You said you started at 3. What age?
It's getting young. When I started, when I was doing social dance, when I was going around with my parents social dancing, it was uncool for a teenager to be going social dancing. And then the reverse has changed. It's getting more popular, and a lot of younger people doing it with the jiving up around the west of Ireland. But I teach one gentleman, Jim McManus, from he lives in County Kilkenny. He's 101.
You're teaching a man who's 101.
Yeah, well, before COVID, he turned 100, so he's now 101, and he can't wait to get back. And then one of my other students that's booked in a private lesson for next Thursday night, his first time back, Finbar Healy from Merthyrville, he was 89 yesterday.
And you can go back teaching?
You can do private lessons, individual training from the 7th, Joe. And then from the 5th of July, all going well, you can teach
Declan, can everyone dance? Do you follow me?
Do you know what? I remember, Joe, see, some people have a flair for it. You know, like, they can hear music and they can go along, and some people take a bit of time. But an old teacher of mine said to me before, he said, always remember, he said, the hardest step you're ever going to take, he said, is the first step onto a dance floor.
Yeah.
And some people can feel intimidated. So that's why when you're doing social classes, it's always very good to keep people at their own level, because they don't feel intimidated.
And the other thing as well that strikes me, but I'm trying to imagine it in my mind's eye, about dancing is, dancing, you're not losing the run of yourself. You're enjoying yourself, but it's not over the top. And you're participating with, it's a participant. So, you know the way people say if someone dies, oh yeah, I couldn't go out for a year. But I think if you went dancing, it would be seen as you participating rather than, oh, look at him or her enjoying himself.
Yeah,
it's therapeutic, yeah.
Absolutely. And you know what as well, Joe? Like, we all have, you know, we all have busy lives, and when people come and have their class, and for me especially as the teacher, the coach, whatever goes on throughout the day, if you have a busy day at work or you have a stressful day at work or something happens at home, when you go in and you turn on the music and you come in and you do maybe a Galway Girl or the Slosh, which is the equivalent of a line dance on the social scene, You forget all about that. That music for the 2 hours or the hour is the best tonic that anyone ever could
and
have.
And isn't it true that the movement and the dancing and the music and the rhythm puts you in good form?
It does. And, you know, the most important thing, Joe, as well, is that everybody has their own perception of what to do. Some people are happy just going along at their own pace, and other people like the faster ones. And that's the most important thing. There's something there for everybody.
Isn't that incredible? Well done. Is it hard to teach people?
No, I love when somebody comes in and says, what I used to find when I used to do wedding couples. They come in, right, and the bride might say, he hasn't got a clue, but he'll try it for me.
Okay,
but sometimes they reverse the roles, because the guy comes in, and because sometimes you'd expect that they won't pick it up, they sometimes turn out better, and they have their first row then in the lesson before they get married, because they realise that one is better than the other.
Okay, fantastic. Well done, Declan. Declan,
Joe, thanks a million. Thank you for giving us the plug, and just say hello to all my students and my fellows. Wish them all the best for the future
for the
Declan, next couple of weeks.
Well done. I hope it gets back up on its feet, so to speak.
Thanks,
ASAP.
Joe. Much appreciated.
Tom Roach, where are you based, Tom?
Joe, I'm based in Roughly Offaly. I've been just listening to everybody talk about dancing, and I couldn't agree more. It is a wonderful, wonderful way of dealing with the day's problems, with sadness, with depression, you name it. I mean, I went to the Hazel Ballroom in Monastery.
Wow, that's gone now,
years.
Isn't it? Yeah, the Hazel
it's
Hotel.
Gone.
Yeah.
It's gone, unfortunately. And you know what, Joe? Every Sunday night, I looked forward to it. All day Sunday, I would go over early. I'd have dinner in the hotel and I would into the dance then. Danced all night till 1 o'clock, Denver or Robert Mazzell or Jimmy Book, and you know what?
And how long? It's a terrible line, Tom. How long is it since you've been dancing?
I haven't been dancing for about 3 years.
But you would go back to it.
Oh, I will. I'll go back to it, but it won't be as regular as I used to be.
Okay, Tom, dancing soon, I hope. Andrew McKeown in Armagh, Andrew.
Good afternoon, Joe. Thank you for your call and well done for highlighting this particular subject.
When you contacted, you said you love jiving.
Of course. I love all kinds of dancing. I've been dancing since I was 12, 13 years of age, from Boyle originally, down to Roscommon.
And you say where you're living at the moment, around you, between north and south of the border, you were blessed with venues for dancing.
Yeah, it's great. Absolutely. The more people that's aware of this, and the unique thing about this area here is young people, be they 20-year-olds, 19-year-olds, really enjoy it. And what's lovely to see is the social inclusion of people of my age and young people out dancing together. It's lovely. It's brilliant.
Well, how long is it since you've been dancing in the pandemic, Andrew?
Oh, just before the pandemic, where we had to stop.
Normally
speak, I'd be every other Friday night in Castleblady, I'd be in Moy, I'd be in Uri. In the summertime, I often danced in Castleblaney on a Friday night and head to Bundoran on a Saturday night and back to Monaghan on a Sunday night.
Isn't it fantastic? And you go home in good form. Everyone goes home in good form, don't they?
Yeah, it's music overall is a very cognitive therapy. And from a mental health point of view, it's really important, because myself and a friend of mine in Monaghan, who's very much involved in entertainment, and we've formed, a platonic friendship club for everybody. So that fellas, normally, you see, farmers were left, had inherited farms and were left on their own and worked on their own.
And
then they didn't want to drink, so they ended up at a dance drinking a Miller, but hadn't got that courage or confidence to ask anybody to dance.
Mm-hmm.
So we formed a friendship club without any incriminations to anybody, and it was totally inclusive.
Well done.
And it meant when they went out, they saw somebody belong to the club and could ask them to dance without any inhibitions.
Superb. That's what people love about it. That's why we're getting so many calls about it. Hopefully it gets up back on its feet soon, Andrew.
Oh, yeah, the sooner the better. Okay. And for it to be all over Ireland, not just in this area, but if people in the rest of Ireland realised how much up this area is so much enjoyment.
Okay, that's fantastic. Thanks, Andrew McKeown. Okay, I'd love to tell Concepta now. She can hang on for another 30 seconds. I know she's no school, but she's never in school. Catherine Kelly. Catherine, you love swing dancing.
Absolutely, Joe. Yeah, I've been doing it for the last 15 years in Dublin.
Wow. Whereabouts did you do it in Dublin?
Very far as sort of Turk's Head, Grand Social. The sort of the venues change on and off, but Monday nights, Wednesday nights, also Galway, Cork over the years, and all over Europe and in New York City once as well.
Well, swing dancing is pretty sophisticated now.
Oh, I don't know about that. It's great fun.
Okay. Hopefully you get back. Okay, Concepta, go ahead. Go. Concepta Riley has her, but she wants to do her essay. Go on, do. I know you're going on holidays. Go ahead, Concepta. Go on.
Well,
go on.
Hasn't
yes,
Joseph,
I'm not
the listener, guided
yes.
the people of the land through a shocking time of it?
There she goes.
They have their hands washed away. It has become his mantra over the last year or so. And of course, the people will do anything Joseph says. He has that sort of voice. Sure, you'd nearly give him your bank details if he asked you. Not that he would, but you know what I mean. Anyway, things are getting a bit better, and the elders told the people to go outside into God's holy air and be happy outside in God's holy air. So the people thought, nice one, and gathered together to eat and drink and be merry. But didn't the big chief Tony, no hooly hooligan, saw them and give out about them and said it was shocking to see the people out. And the people of the land were confused and said they were only letting off steam. And there was a lot of steam because there were no toilets. Anyway, it's all so confusing. And they said, we were told to go outside. Now we're told to go inside. We're in and out like a Fianna Fáil government. And they were giving out about the drinking at Portobello. And they were saying, never mind Portobello, what about Portaloo? Anyway, one poor man wanted to arrange a dinner for his family and friends when the eating houses opened up again. And it was like doing the leaving cert higher maths paper. You see, he had 15 friends and some wanted to eat indoors, but the tables were only 1 metre apart. So he had to pre-book and only had 105 minutes to eat up and clear out by 11:30. Some of his family want to eat outdoors so they can stay as long as they like. So the poor man asked, could we all eat indoors if the tables were 2 metres apart? And he was told yes, and you don't have to pre-book, but there can be no singing or playing ukuleles, which is an awful shame because I love the old ukulele. Anyway, he was told that you could have a maximum of 6 people aged 13 and over, but you're okay if they're all under 12. The total combined number cannot exceed 15 for both indoor and outdoor. I sure, by the time the poor man's head was melted at this stage, so we ordered McDonald's and they all sat in the garden. But sure, the sun is shining and the leaving cert is just around the corner. Not that I'll be doing it, Joe. You know what I mean. Anyway, keep safe. I love you, Tom.
I love you too, Concept. That's the wonderful Declan Callis. The wonderful Declan Callis. Lisa Marie Berry produced. Research by Richard Byrne. Sound by Damien Chanel. Rebecca Mean is the series producer. And Ray Darcy's next.
Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with Kia. Going electric? Plug into the Kia e-range of EVs and PHEVs.
Kia. Movement that inspires.
1850-715-815. Stay 3:15 p.m. or email joe@rte.ie.